For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Democrats take control of the House on Thursday as a partial government shutdown enters Day 13, a meeting about the shutdown and the border wall between President Trump and top congressional leaders failed to bring about a budget consensus. Current House Majority Whip Steve Scalise says the shutdown could have been over a long time ago if only the Senate had accepted the House's bill.
They haven't put a counteroffer on the table.
House Speaker-designate Nancy Pelosi says Democrats have offered an alternative.
Tomorrow we will bring to the floor legislation which will open up government. It will be based on actions taken by the Republican Senate.
But the bill takes up the Homeland Security Department in a separate bill, which includes the border wall issue, and House Republicans called that bill a non-starter. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Trading of Apple stock was temporarily halted as CEO Tim Cook released a letter to investors telling them that the earnings would fall short of projections. He said the ongoing trade war between China and the U.S. wound up hurting sales in that country, and they're not meeting expectations for the holiday quarter. Apple now expects revenue for the 3 months ending in December to be around $84 billion. That's down from an earlier estimate ranging from $89 and $93 billion. President Trump has responded to incoming Utah Senator Mitt Romney's op-ed piece in the Washington Post on New Year's Day. He said the president has not risen to the mantle of the office. He explained some of his differences.
The Charlottesville response by the president was something that gave me great concern. The support for Roy Moore in the Senate race was something I was very, very concerned about. His attack on the media.
President Trump responded,
"Well, I wish Mitt could be more of a team player."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former college coach has pleaded guilty to a recruiting scheme. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has details.
Former University of Southern California assistant basketball coach Tony Bland pleading guilty in a criminal case in which prosecutors say bribes were paid to steer top athletes to certain schools. Bland pleading guilty in Manhattan federal court to a single count of conspiracy to commit bribery. He was among four assistant coaches charged in the September 2017 crackdown on college basketball recruiting corruption. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why do most New Year's resolutions fail? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
A 2018 study found that only 6% of Americans fully stuck to their New Year's resolutions. James Clear is a New York Times best-selling author and also runs the website Atomic Habits. He joined CBS this morning to talk about the habits you can start that will help you to meet your New Year's resolution.
So I think the first thing to focus on is not the outcome that you want, but the type of person you want to become. So if you take losing weight, a lot of people may say, oh, I want to lose 40 pounds or something like that. But the question asked is, who is the type of person that could lose weight? Well, maybe it's the type of person who doesn't miss workouts. And so your New Year's resolution becomes not to lose a certain amount of weight or to achieve a particular goal, but to be a certain type of person.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.